Hi, I'm Carmen Norris, and you are listening to the Bad Alibi Podcast. Dear Lainey, I had a nice life before you bombarded into it. I still don't believe that was coincidence, by the way. It wasn't dinners on a yacht nice. It was nice like working on a food truck and making enough money to afford my own apartment where they didn't pretend they thought the roof caving in was magically fixed. It was adopting a dog and watching X-Files episodes together with him nice. So imagine my surprise when, after a week straight, three different people on separate occasions approached me to say the strangest things to me. One girl kept saying I owed her $52. I was like, what? That's an oddly specific amount you're asking for there, and I don't even know you. She claimed I was her friend and that she did my hair all the time, and I was being ungrateful and using her. What the heck? She said she'd curled my hair that morning and I wasted her time by straightening it after. I was like, how much sense does that make? And I'm not sure if she started to believe me, but she looked at me before walking off and said, you're so out of it, you probably believe your own lies. Right, because I'm the one that doesn't know what they're talking about here. I thought I was going crazy or something. For a second, like, maybe this girl was really onto something. I looked through my friends list and looked at pictures of some of their friends. I had no idea who she was or why she thought she knew me so well. I brushed it off because it was way too random. And I really had to second guess why I was second guessing myself in the first place. I knew I didn't know this chick and that nobody else curled my hair that morning. Anyways, a couple of weeks later, when I was in the grocery store parking lot one morning, an older woman kept screaming, there she is, and pointing in my direction. She got on the phone and said, I found her, I found her. When I drove off, because why would I have believed any of that would have something to do with me? She jumped in front of my car and shouted for me to get out so I could go home with her where I'd be safe. Of course, I freaked out. And I'm me, so when I tried to grab the pepper spray, I was too afraid to roll the window down or think clearly and pepper sprayed the window. Of course, a little of it got on me, not so much that I couldn't drive, but I did have to pull over once I got a safe distance away. Lainey, I didn't doubt myself at all then. I was like, nope, the way she acted, she probably needs to visit so people can see who all she has in her basement. What if she was able to grab me or something? Nearly pepper spraying myself would have made it a whole lot easier. Oh, and then there is my favorite moment of all. A man stopped me as I was walking to the food truck for work and wanted an apology because I'd randomly walked up to him and licked his eyebrows. Like, really, Lainey, explain that one. Of course, I knew something was up, but I figured it was an off-the-wall prank or something, but definitely not just random. I really knew something was going on when my boss was truly shocked to see me on the truck when he just passed by me smoking outside. I don't smoke. Then I saw you. It was during the midday madness when everyone was lined up around the block to get food from us, and hiding in the line, I saw what I brushed off with some weird reflection or just me being so focused, I was misreading things. When you got up to the counter, my heart and my jaw dropped. You played this odd game of pretending that we didn't look exactly alike. You dressed in the same thing I wore to work. Did you always have your hair parted with two curly puffs on either side? Or were you just trying to freak me out? It's okay. I know how your mind works now. Well, I don't understand it, but I'm sure to you it was funny and cute. Now, none of it matters. Once I got frustrated, you got serious. You told me we were twins, and after you showed proof, it was baby pictures I'd seen growing up, but they were always cut off or doctored in some way. I was always told things like, oh, you know, wear and tear, and I stopped questioning it so much because it seemed to frustrate everyone. Now I know that frustration was just a mask because they were hiding you from me. Us from each other. But then my only thing to do was to question my mother. Our mother. As if things were confusing enough already, our mom said you died in childbirth. She was upset with me for suggesting you were somehow still out there after all these years. You refused to let me take a picture with you, so my proof went out the window and you didn't want to come with me to talk to her. But that part I understood. I decided then you were dealing with the trauma that I needed to give you grace and that you really deserve my understanding. I didn't want to rehash the argument we had. I just want you to understand my side of it. You pretended you were me and upset random people who then confronted me about things on 3 separate occasions. You dressed up as me and hung out near my job. Then he just appeared dressed like me and acted as if we didn't look alike at first. That's all a lot for me to take in, Lainey. It's pretty odd behavior. When my mom denied what happened, our mom. At the time, I felt bad for upsetting her and it just seemed easier to go along with the narrative of her being honest with me and you just being a girl with similar traits as me that licks random guys' eyebrows. Then I went to work a few days later after everything seemed back to normal and everyone was dead. There was no lively music playing, just customers slain over picnic tables and on the ground. My boss's body was slung over the part of the counter that sits under the window. I saw you for the first time. Not you physically, but who you were as a person. The pain, the hurt, everything you felt. The pain that the abandonment and all of the lies cost you. You say you don't remember anything between waking up and getting your mugshot taken later on that night. I don't know why you did it, but you're my sister. And I wouldn't be another person who failed you. So, dear Lainey, tell me who's next on the list, and I'll take care of them for you. Hi, y'all. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Bad Alibi Podcast. I really appreciate you guys. Be sure to keep up with me on social at author Carmen Norris. Also, be sure to get alerts wherever you listen to this podcast so that you always know when I put out a new episode. I really appreciate you guys.